Hello?
Hi, my
Hello.
name is Mary. I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I am conducting an opinion survey and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Would you be so kind to please help me out?
What do you want to ask me a question about?
About the opinion survey, it's a question about issues facing your community and the nation. This is for research purposes.
Okay.
Okay. You would like to continue with the survey?
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Can you tell me, does anyone in your household work for news media outlets, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
No? Okay. And this is Emery Jackson?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Okay. Are you speaking to the name of the list? Yes. First, the question will be, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we are calling you on your cell phone, so we will make it this as quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time, sir.
Okay.
Thank you. Just to be sure, we are representing everybody. May I ask you your race?
Black.
You say black?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. And the next question will be, I know it is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably know to vote?
I'll be voting.
I'm sorry?
I will be voting.
Definitely vote?
What kind of vote?
Yeah, I have the options, definitely vote or probably vote. Or are you definitely?
I've never been asked that. I don't know. I really don't know what you're saying.
I'm going to make you the question again, okay? It says, what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote or probably vote? Or are the chances 50-50? Or will you probably know to vote?
I tell you, I will vote.
Yeah, but can you tell me, is definitely or probably? We need to choose between those options here.
I'm telling you, I'm going to vote. I will be voting.
Okay, thank you, sir. And what is your age?
75.
Thank you. I'm going to move to the next one. And it says, and please raise your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not allowed motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 to 10.
5.
Thank you. The next one is, generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not at all closely?
Not at all closely.
Thank you. The next one, it says, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
And would you call yourself as a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Okay, thank you so much, sir. The next one, it says, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied or dissatisfied or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay, thank you, sir. And when you hear about the inflation and the rising costs, who or what do you blame on the most? I'm going to give you the options. We have big business and corporate prices, gauge and grid, Republicans in Congress, the Biden administration and their policies, the COVID pandemic, or the Federal Reserve raising interest rates.
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. And the next one, it says, sir, now I am going to read a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want their member of Congress to focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have your member of Congress focus on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 it is someone important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 to 10. The first one, it says, making a college more affordable.
Oh, I forgot the answers already.
You can choose from 0 to 10. And 0 means not important at all. 5, someone important.
6.
Okay.
6.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. And the next one, it says, making sure corporations pay their fair shares in taxes.
Making sure who pay?
Making sure corporations pay their fair share in taxes.
10.
10?
Yeah.
Thank you. And the next one, it says, improving K through 12 education.
Run that by me again.
From 0 to 10?
No, what was the question?
Yes. The question is, improving K through 12 education. Do you feel this is important, not important at all, someone important, or extremely important? You can choose from 0 to 10.
0.
Okay. And the next one, it says, ensuring the voting rights of all citizens are protected.
Not 10.
Okay. Thank you. And the next one, it says, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
8.
Thank you. And the next one, it says, protecting Social Security and Medicare.
8.
Thank you. And the next question, sir. It says, switching gears a little, and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president?
Approve.
And it is that strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Strongly approve. Okay, thank you. And the next one, it says, and do you approve or disapprove of the way that Democrats in the U.S. Senate are handling the job?
Five.
Okay, but we need just you can tell us if you approve or not approve or disapprove.
I disapprove.
And this will be that you are strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so, okay?
Yeah.
The first option is Joe Biden. How do you feel about this?
100.
100. Okay, thank you. And the next one, it says Barack Obama.
Barack?
Barack Obama.
100.
Yes. Thank you.
200.
Okay, but we need to place between 0 and 100.
I said 100.
Okay, thank you. The next one, it says Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
50.
Thank you. And the next one, it says Hakeem Jeffries.
Who?
Hakeem Jeffries.
I have to say 0. I don't know him.
Okay. And for next city?
0.
Thank you. And for Planned Parenthood?
0.
The Republican Party?
Who?
The Republican Party.
I don't know what you're saying. Some kind of party?
The Republican Party. It's an organization.
Oh, Republican Party.
Yeah.
0.
Thank you.
0.
Okay. And for Donald Trump?
00.
Thank you, sir. The next question is, I know it is still a long wait off, but in the election for president were held today, and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, and Democrat Joe Biden, I'm sorry, would you vote for Cornel West, Donald Trump, or Joe Biden? If undecided, please say so.
Joe Biden.
Thank you, sir. Then next one, it says, and if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Thank you, sir. We almost done. And now let me ask you, which candidate did you vote for in the 2020 presidential election? Did you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Thank you, sir. And the next one, it says, how worried are you about the threat of white supremacy and hate crimes to black people in America today?
Ask me that again.
The options are very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, not worried at all.
What was the question?
Oh, the question is, how worried are you about the threat of white supremacy and hate crimes to black people in America today?
I ain't worried at all.
Not worried at all. Okay, thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
The next one, it says, switching gears a bit, now I like to read you two statements, about an important issue facing our communities. Please tell me which of the following statements do you agree with more, okay? The statement A, it says, we need to increase funding for police department to hire more police, buy more crime-fighting equipment, and increase prosecution of criminals and hand down lower jail sentences in order to make our communities safer, or statement B, we don't need to increase funding for policy departments. We need invest more funding in crime prevention and violence interruption program, after school program, and mental health in order to get at root causes of crime to make our communities safer.
B.
Okay, thank you. Do you agree somewhat more or much more with the statement B?
Much more.
We have somewhat more or much more?
Much more.
Okay, thank you, sir. And then next one, it says, we almost complete the survey. Thank you so much for your time. Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing?
How do I feel about it?
Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing?
I'm not clear on the question.
Okay, I'm going to read out again. It says, have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing?
I'm not clear on what you're asking.
Okay, no worries, sir. We can continue with the next one. And the next one it says, I wanted to read you some of the things that Joe Biden has gotten accomplished in his first 2 years in office. For each one, tell me how important that is to you, okay?
All right.
And the first one it says, provided $123 billion in new funds for the upcoming school year, the largest ever one-time federal investment in K-12 education. You feel very important, somewhat important, not very important, not at all important?
Oh, very important.
Okay. And the next one it says, created infrastructure law, which is eliminating lead pipes and expanding access to clean drinking water for households and schools across the country. Very important, somewhat important, not very important, not at all important.
I'd say very important.
Okay. Thank you. And then next it says, invested $12 billion through Medicaid that allowed people to continue to access home care and raised wage for home care workers. You feel very important, somewhat important, not very important, not at all important.
Somewhat.
Somewhat important?
Somewhat, yes.
Okay, thank you. And the next one it says, cap it out of pocket Medicare cost at $2,000 per year. You feel very important, somewhat important, not very important, or not at all important?
Not at all important, because they're going to do what they want to do.
Okay. And the next one it says, can Ketanji Brown Jackson was confirmed to the Supreme Court, the first African-American woman ever to hold that position. Very important, somewhat important, not very important, not at all important.
Very important.
Thank you, sir. And the next one, it says, we almost answered. And now that we have discussed some of the accomplishments of the last 2 years, I'd like to ask you again, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president?
Approve.
And that is a strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you, sir. Now I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's very convincing reason to vote, and 5 means it's a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means it is not at all convincing reason to vote in 2024 presidential election. You can use any number between 0 to 10, okay?
9.
I'm going to read out the options right now, okay?
Oh, okay.
You might know this, but Congressman Hakeem Jeffries, was elected as a Democratic leader by his peers in the United States Congress earlier this year, the first ever African-American leader for either party in Congress. If Democrats win in 2024, he will become a Speaker of the House, making history and become the second most powerful person in our government. He will not only be able to move an agenda focused on growing economic opportunity for everyone, but he'll become but he'll be our check on MAGA Republicans and their radical agenda to roll back our freedoms and rights. You can choose from 0 to 10 here.
8.
Thank you, sir. And the next one, it says, Democrats in the Senate are focused on bringing down costs and making life more affordable for working families and seniors by lowering the cost of prescription drugs, stopping surprise medical billing, bringing manufacturing supply chains back to America from overseas, and cracking down on price gouging by big corporations. More jobs and lower costs means voting for Democrats, focus on fighting inflation so working people can get ahead. You can choose from 0 to 10 here too.
8.
Thank you, sir. And the next one, it says, we almost done here, sir. Sometimes
yeah, you keep saying we're almost done. How many more you got to go?
I am in 78% right now, okay?
How many more do you have to go?
It could be like a couple of questions right now. I'm going to do it faster, okay? No me cuelgue, señor.